I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom He favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. May the Lord add His blessing to this reading of His Word.
Thank you, Jim. I want to talk to you today about wonder. Simple word, isn't it? The wonder that I'm talking about is one of awe. All of us have experienced that type of wonder in our lives. But unfortunately, as we grow older and experience more, things that once provoked wonder become mundane. An example of that was the launches of the various Apollo missions to the moon. Many of you know I was the spacecraft manager for the lunar module on all those missions. My job at launch was in the control center. Let me explain to you a little bit about the control center. On the end facing the launch pad, which was 5 miles away, was all windows, huge windows. And they had blast shields that covered those windows. So we in the control room could only see the launch on a small CRT, little thing. We could hear the rumble. We could feel the vibrations, but we couldn't see it until after it had cleared the tower. That was so that if it blew up, we would be protected. After it cleared the tower, the windows opened. Now, Apollo 17, the last launch of Apollo missions to the moon, was a night launch. The control center was filled with engineers who had been through many of these launches before, had experienced highs and lows. But these were people who were used to it. It's still exciting, but it had gotten sort of mundane. But when those blast shields opened and we looked out on that night sky, brilliantly lit by the flames from the Saturn V rocket, against the dark sky, we could still feel the vibrations. We could still hear the roar. I was in that control room, and for the first time, there was not a sound. There was no talking in the background, none of the go, 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 go. Just utter silence. And we looked in awe at this bright light ascending into the heavens. That's moments like that, where with all the dark times that we face nowadays, we have spaceships, we have the internet, we have microchips, modern medicine, all of these things. But really, they have become kind of mundane. Sort of like we feel about Christmas. Now, I know that some of you remember Christmases when you were a child. And we wonder, what's happened? Why do we not feel the same way about Christmas as we did then? Now, unfortunately, we tend to secularize Christmas. So much so that if someone heard us speak Christ, they would not get the message, even if they tried. I mean, we even have things now where they tell us not to say Merry Christmas, but to say Happy Seasons or something like that, to leave Christ out. We know that in many cases there's a move to replace God, to replace Him with secular things. So it sometimes doesn't seem like what we think of as Christmas. Maybe it's because the newness and the freshness has worn off. Now, in Apollo 17, we stared in awe at this rocket lifting into the sky, with three men on board, heading for the moon. The last time we sent men to the moon. And since it's gotten mundane for us, maybe it's because the mystery and the magic have been forgotten. Or is it because the light has dimmed and the music has faded? We need to look at Christmas through the eyes of a child. Look at Christmas like it's the first time for you. See the lights. See the decorations anew. When you look at the tree and you see the stars and you see the angels, remember the passage that Jim read to us. The shepherds were in awe of that. They had to go see for themselves. And then they had to tell everybody. They couldn't stop talking about it. When was the last time you stopped talking to people about Christ? About what Christmas really means? We get to thinking about things like money. Will we have enough? Will the supply chain deliver our stuff on time? We worry about things like that when what we ought to be worrying about is making sure we let other people know what Christmas is really for. It's not for the presents. It's not for what we can buy. It is a celebration of God coming to earth wrapped in a human body. Now, that first Christmas was filled with wonder. It was full of surprises. Think about the astonishing events that unfolded that day. Mary was a virgin, and she was pregnant. Do you see the fascination in that? Then there was the baby himself, the innocence and dependency of a new life strikes all of us with emotions like nothing else. Babies make perfectly mature adults say some of the silliest things and perform the most unusual antics. If you've ever stood in a hospital where new parents are looking through the glass at their baby, you can see men trying to make that baby smile. Sometimes their antics look silly to us, but maybe that's because we have become too experienced to things. Things have become mundane. Then also on that day, the angels visited the shepherds. Those heavenly beings descended upon them, on mortals, to make a divine announcement. What did the shepherds do? They dropped everything to check it out, to check out that news. Finally, God had come to earth as a human being, divinity among humanity. The shepherds picked up where the angels left off. They couldn't stop talking about it. This was something that they were in awe of. And they talked to everyone of the events that they witnessed. And how did they respond? In our reading this morning, it tells us that all who heard were amazed. All who heard were impressed. All who heard were filled with wonder. Wonder that we somehow in our lives have lost. All who witnessed that event and Apollo 17 lifting off, their eyes were filled with light. Our mouths were open, and our faces lit by the glow and the sheer wonder of it all. You know, their silent light had been split with the glorious presence of God. It was the surprise of all surprises, and it was wonder-filled. Would you like to experience that wonder? Would you like your wonder to be reawakened? What happened to the first witnesses of Christ's birth can happen to you. We need to see what the shepherds saw. We need to feel what they felt. We need to hear what they heard. We need to let the light and the vibrations and the sounds penetrate us. You might get to thinking, how can I revive that sense of wonder? Wonder begins in the presence of God. Regardless of our geography, or our status, or our age, when the Lord is present, that place is alive with wonder. Christmas we meet the wonder of God. Christmas is a good beginning, but at some point, we need to get Jesus out of that cradle and into our hearts. It needs to be inside us. We have to go from thinking about a baby and realize that God, that Jesus was God wrapped in human flesh. We need to move into celebration and salvation. I ask you, take a deep breath and realize that Jesus paid for all your sins and offers you forgiveness free of charge to all who believe. Does your wonder, like mine, need to be reawakened? Do you need to see Christmas again for the first time through the eyes of a child? Open your eyes. See the light. Open your heart. Feel the emotions. Open your mind. Understand the meaning. Open your eyes and feel God peering into the darkness of your life. See the wonder of it all. And it is a wonder. And then, like the shepherds, spread that wonder among everyone you meet. Some will be receptive, some will not. But that is what God has sent us to do, to spread His word. And that responsibility is up to you and you and me. Nobody else is going to do it. Nobody else has the touch that each one of us has with other people. We need to bring that good word to people. The good news, it is called in the Bible, the good news of salvation. Salvation for free. All you have to do is believe, and all we have to do is to make sure that word is spread to others. I look at this church, I see a lot of empty pews, and I'm as guilty as everybody else, if not more so. And not telling enough people about it to where this place is filled. It should be filled. And it's our responsibility to fill it, to make the effort to let people know that there is salvation and there is wonder in this world. Even on the darkest days, God is there. He's waiting for each one of us. The invitation is extended to you. And it's extended to everyone, if they will only accept it. Pray with me, please. Our dearest Heavenly Father, our gratitude is so small in comparison to what you have given us. When we think of the sacrifices you made with your Son, and the pain that He bore on our behalf, it makes our needs and our wants seem insignificant. We ask you to help us regain that wonder that we once had, and to help us to go out and do the work that you have asked us to do by bringing the word to as many as we have possible to do. We ask that you be with us, that you guide us, guard us, and direct us, and bless this church and all the people in it. And help us to bring others into the light of your love. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.